This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Israel is talking in terms of history while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide TV address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state and voiced hope that other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of its regional Arab neighbor and withdrew his ambassador to the UAE. Abbas said in part, quote, "The Palestinian leadership rejects and denounces the UAE, Israeli, and U.S. trilateral announcement." His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement, adding that neither the UAE nor any other party has the right to speak in the name of the Palestinian people. Iran and Turkey have lashed out as well. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the UAE. In Washington, President Trump described the deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Middle East deals are in the works. Along with a victory for U.S. Middle East diplomacy, the agreement could also have a positive impact in Mr. Trump's November 3rd reelection bid. Polls show him consistently trailing his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Lebanon's judicial investigation of the Beirut port explosion has begun, with political wrangling over the naming of a lead investigator, military threats to jail those who leak information, and doubts over whether a panel appointed along sectarian lines can be fully impartial. French teams are sending divers into the underwater crater to aid in the investigation. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate.